Thank you for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
Hi. Well, I clicked on the wrong button this morning, and it looks like I've ordered or got in a drawing or something for an iPad Pro. When I clicked on, I had to fill everything in, and then I wanted to look at the conditions. And anyway, I don't want it. I didn't mean to do that, but it's going to charge my credit card anyway, I guess. I wanted to look at the terms and conditions, and I have since looked at them. So how do I reverse this?
Ma'am, may I have your zip code so I get your account pulled up?
Sure, 93514.
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name?
Bonnie Schultz.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
2226 Galloway Avenue, Bishop, California.
Yes, ma'am. See, you did enter, pay the shipping to have $7.95 to enter a chance to win the tablet.
Yeah, and I have four iPads. I just don't know. You know, I know I hit a wrong button somewhere, so I thought I had to fill all that in to read the terms and conditions, but then I discovered I did not need to do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can offer you a 16-day extension, give you a full 30 days to try it.
Well, I really don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need another iPad.
Yes, ma'am, one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have that counsel for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, so that money will go back to my account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.